I felt at the time that that was him, like, to kind of borrow your term, Dan, they're moving back to the blob.
Right.
And Trubisky was supposed to be the difference maker as far as that goes. Like, I think he, especially with all the signings he made, I felt like those were knowns. And he made that team more representative of a pro team. And he decided to go get a difference maker, a quarterback, and they're not using him at all to be that. And if he fails,
because
he
fails, their defense is better than they thought it was going to be.
Yep.
And John Fox is the coach. That's why. You've nailed the conflict that we're discussing today. And what is in the best interest of the team? And that's why I say, well, John Fox isn't going to care unless you give him a contract extension. You know, if he
squeezes 7-9 out of this team,
I'm still firing him, but they might not.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I'm moving on.
Oh, me too. Yeah. What? Yeah. Mike Glennon and him could have been in the same Uber all the way to, Lake Minnetonka.
It's all an Uber.
Right, exactly. Get them in a lift and get their asses out of here. The reverse Denny Savard. I don't need that. I don't need that on my team anymore. Although he did look gregarious and happy celebrating with his guys. You see the Bears put out that tweet where he's in the locker room and he's jumping around and he's having a good time with those dudes. He does something, I guess. He makes people happy when they win.
Zach Zabin's up at Hallis Hall. John Fox just talked, so Zach's got all the news, injury information, and the latest on the Bears and their two-game win streak. We'll see how puffy-chested they are. Keep it here. You have the score.
The Bears beat the Panthers. Keep it here as we recap the win, Mitch Trubisky's performance, and take a look at their next matchup with the Saints on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Where do you expect to sit at a professional sporting event for $30? Standing room? Can't even get in? How about center ice at a Chicago Wolves game? Be there Saturday night for Superhero Night, presented by Marvel Universe Live. The Bears improved to 3-4 with a 17-3 win over Carolina yesterday. Next up for the Bears is New Orleans in Week 8. Defensive end Akeem Hicks told Malene Hanley it takes some poise to play in the Superdome.
They get it together pretty well, and they do their best to intimidate you with their crowd and their atmosphere. And, it's one of those atmospheres in the NFL that you have to look at and say, I got to push through and be able to hear my calls and get everything together to make sure that I'm prepared for the next play.
Meanwhile, a bunch of injuries yesterday in the NFL. Browns Joe Thomas injured his tricep. He's done for the year. Carson Palmer of the Cardinals broke his left arm. Jay Cutler of the Dolphins went down with the chest injury. Those were just a few of the guys who went down yesterday. In baseball, Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez will interview for the Nationals job. The Mets set to introduce Mickey Callaway as their new skipper today. Alex Cora, the new manager of the Red Sox. In soccer, the Fires lost to Houston yesterday means no first-round bye in the postseason. They'll host the Red Bulls Wednesday night at Toyota Park in the knockout round of the MLS playoffs. Blackhawks are in Vegas tomorrow night. Bulls are in Cleveland Tuesday as well. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, visit timeshareexitteam.com. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
What are your impressions of Trubisky, though?
The pretty boy assassin. I love the pretty boy assassin.
Jeff and Tom back with you from Soldier Field. Bears up 7-0 as we get you set for the first offensive snap of the game from Mitchell Trubisky.
Is that a new nickname or has that been around for a while?
Flo. What Flo at? Flo gave it to him. Pretty boy assassin. That's his new nickname. That's what we call him, you know. And hopefully he can start assassinating people pretty soon. Hope it starts with Carolina.
Takes the snap, sidesteps to the pocket, gonna throw. Gonna go deep too. He's got a man down the left side. It's got Cohen. What a run after the catch by Tariq Cohen. On a bullseye throw. Rookie to rookie. Trubisky to Cohen.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
He's real calm. He real posed. He young. He got his growing pains, but I love the pretty boy assassin.
Mitchell Trubisky takes the knee. 17-3 the win. Their first two-game winning streak since 2015.
It isn't always pretty in this league, but it sure feels a lot better with that W.
Pretty boy assassin over there trying to get in on my interview.
I feel the vibes. They're definitely different in the football building when we're winning, so we just need to keep that kind of stuff going.
Nice game, pretty boy.
We managed the game pretty well. I mean, we weren't real sharp today, but again, give them credit. I'm not just saying Mitch. I'm just saying we as an offense.
smile is brilliant.
Nice game, pretty boy.
My favorite part of that is Mitch Trubisky in the NFL referring to it as the football building. It's the NFL, Mitchell.
Hey.
There's no lacrosse building or basketball building anymore. It's
still
just,
young.
It's just the building. That's adorable.
He'll be boycotting the Chicago media sooner rather than later. It's coming. Just let him be young for the time being.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. He has sound. He has information. He's here. Hi, Zach.
All right. So John Fox spoke today, guys, and I put together this montage of John Fox and his philosophy on a variety of different subjects. Just enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm not an offense coordinator. I'm not a defense coordinator. I'm not a special teams coordinator, but I coordinate all three. You know, so that's my job. So I'm very involved in all three phases of the game. That's what head coaches do. You just don't take a lot of risk. Yeah. You know, I think a little bit like investing your money. You know, I don't know if you want to be 100% in tech stocks. You might want to have some bonds. You might want to have some money in cash. You know, because everything's risk-reward. We didn't get much credit for this, but when we kind of invented the Wildcat, we played a running back at quarterback a lot that game. And back to what I'm trying to explain earlier is you do what you you have to do to win. And, you know, we controlled the clock. I think they were a good offense. They had Michael Vick at that time. He was a hard one to get off the field as well. So it you know, allowed us to run the ball pretty effectively, shorten the game, and get a W. I think that was the Angel. We didn't call it Wildcat. We called it Memphis and Tiger, but it was because he played at Memphis.
There you go. And by the way, if you think he's lying, please Google John Fox, father of the Wildcat, and enjoy.
I'll take your word
only
for it.
Only if he's dressed like a priest.
Wow, John, waiting for that two-game winning streak to kind of put the old Fox package
out
there.
Yeah, laid it out there for you. John's feeling himself,
there
huh?
It is.
Yeah, because he was asked yesterday, you know, is this the first time that you've ever had a quarterback complete only four passes and win? No, if anyone has followed John Fox and his philosophy on football throughout his NFL coaching career, he has adapted to playing maybe not the best passing quarterbacks in the league during his time.
Yes, but the point is that Mitchell Trubisky isn't Tim Tebow.
Right.
Yes, that's the point.
And if you ask people who are the wide receivers that the Bears are going to throw to,
yeah,
you can't come up with answers, and neither can they. And that's part of the problem that they've had here since Mitchell Trubisky became the quarterback. But ultimately, the goal is to win, and they have found a way to win. 2-1 now with Trubisky as the starter, but Fox believes that the passing game will improve. Here's why.
Well, I think just in situations that you've seen, whether it was game one, I'm talking about with Mitch, you know, against Minnesota, a very, very fine defense, to go on the road against a very opportunistic defense in Baltimore, and then a very, very good defense, you know, yesterday. It's not like, you know, he's had any cupcakes as far as the defense he's gone up against. And there's been enough flashes there that you see bright things, whether it was the 3rd-and-11 to put us in field goal range in Baltimore, or, you know, a couple of the passes he made in the first half in the Minnesota game, albeit we might have shot ourselves in the foot with some of it, but on the run. And then yesterday, just keeping his composure and, like I said, doing the next best thing. You know, everything ended in a kick, which isn't a bad day, even though statistically it might not have said that, but you know, for our team's opportunity to win, I think it was very good.
You'd like those kicks to be PATs, which is kind of what he's referring to more often than not. But I think the biggest thing is the quarterback is not turning the ball over as much as Glennon was, which gives them a chance. They're playing in these tight games. And ultimately, if you want to win the majority of those tight games, you're going to need your playmakers, and Trubisky is one of them, to make some big plays in the fourth quarter. Yesterday was just a weird game because the defense was able to dominate early and get points on the board, something that we have not become accustomed to seeing with the Bears, with the exception of the last 2 weeks since this regime took over. So they used that to their advantage. But I do think that there is something to be said for the defenses that they've played. And ultimately, in talking to Trubisky after the game, guys, you know, he took the blame for the sacks, held the ball too long because it's in his head to not turn the ball over. That's the most important thing, that there's that fine balance between when do you let it fly and make a play And when do you just take the sack? And he's still learning. I mean, this guy only had 13 college starts. So this is part of the growth process that we talked about. Jason, remember when Glennon was going through his issues and everyone wanted Mitchell Trubisky in there?
Mm-hmm.
This was going to be some of the growing pains that you go through. A quarterback learning when's the right time to take the risk, and when's the right time to pull the ball down and take the sack, all that kind of stuff that you can only learn by going
on the field. Yeah, exactly. That's why I wanted to get the on the field portion started, but I mean that's we're at where we're at. I have no problem with Mitchell Trubisky right now. I just would like to see him given. If you're gonna throw the ball that few times, then do the things that you said he could do. Like, they didn't move the pocket at all yesterday, really. I want to see some of that stuff, some of that athleticism shine a little bit more. If you're only going to throw it 14, 15 times a game, you'll put him in a position where he can make some plays.
Yeah, they said that the game plan really didn't change offensively after they got the big lead. But you would think that they became conservative, and why take the risk?
Yeah, two touchdowns. Two defensive touchdowns.
Yeah, why take the risk? I think that they put a they kicked the field goal near the end of the first half because the thought process was you're going to get the ball at the start of the second half. If you score there, really, the game is truly over. They weren't able to do that, and that made things, even in a 17-3 game, a little bit tighter than they would have liked. But I think that part of the issue is you wonder if they'd open it up a little bit more if you just had the starting receiving tandem that they planned on having at the beginning of the year, and we're not talking about Pro Bowl players, but if you did have Cameron Meredith,
somebody who can get open and is trustworthy.
Yeah, just somebody open. These guys, they don't get open unless a defensive back falls down
or there's a pick.
Right, which is why it's hard to knock them for being as conservative as they've been over the course of these three games.
Yeah, I understand it. I wouldn't mind, even so, allowing for the risk calculus to be dialed up a little bit because it's in the best interest of developing the quarterback.
And if he throws a ball to a guy who, isn't very good and that ball gets tipped in the air and it's an interception, I'm not going to be banging the drums about benching Mitch Trubisky because of an interception.
Yeah,
like, I think we're talking to people as if they're stupid here. We can tell the plays that he can make, and when he makes a mistake, you go, okay, that was on him. And when the mistake is on the ineptitude of the wide receiver core, you go, okay, if he had somebody else, it probably would have a different outcome.
Yeah, and that decision making will improve. I think the thing that I'm impressed with is the poise for a guy who only started 13 college games. And you heard Fox tick off the defenses and what they've been. I mean, Carolina's got a really good defense. Minnesota has a really good defense. And, Baltimore, while they don't have the same personnel.
It's still got that Ravens vibe to them.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was a road game. So the fact that he stayed composed over those three games and never really looked rattled, that to me has been impressive. Yeah. And I think the other thing that I look at is it's about winning games. And when you're in the positions that they've been in, is he making the plays that you need to win games, not turning it over, giving your team a chance? And so far, over these three games, that's exactly what he's done, which is an upgrade over the guy he replaced. So from that standpoint, it's an improvement, and I think he'll only continue to grow. You're not going to get to see exactly what you want from a passing game standpoint simply because I don't think you have the personnel to make it happen. He can't do with this group what Deshaun Watson is doing in Houston, where you can just throw it to a guy like DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller and even their third receiver, Steven Anderson. They just don't have that personnel here right now. It is a major limitation on what you'd like to do offensively.
Before we get to nuggets and tidbits, I want to ask you something. Do you know what their line call is when somebody yells bear? Because I heard Trubisky say it once. I think it was Zach Miller a couple times. There's some kind of read that they get where they make an alteration by yelling the word bear.
I will make it a point to find out for you.
I am just curious, because we can ask Zach on Friday if we're going to have him back on. I'm sure he'd tell us. It's the microphone's been picking up a lot of stuff lately, and those little things always interest
me. Well, now it's going to change.
Why? Because I said it?
Yeah, if he tells you that it's going to change.
Picked it up,
yeah, why? Because the offense has just been so phenomenal that the only way to stop this juggernaut is by stealing their signals.
Yeah, imagine if they opened up practice to the media.
Zach, you can imagine.
Zach, are we going to see Tariq Cohen more at wide receiver?
I think so. And I think you're going to see him play a little bit of everything. He's the Bears version of Christian McCaffrey, and he can run the ball too, which is something the Panthers don't do with McCaffrey. I think Dowell Loggins last week called him the best playmaker on the offensive side of the ball. So I think just based, and you were out there in Bourbonnais, you saw them use him in a variety of different ways. And each game, you see them use him a little bit differently. So it's part of the fun of having, that's why they call him a joker back. That's fun. That's the fun of having a guy that can do all those things.
We haven't even talked a lot about the defense. I mean, Eddie Jackson has a historic day, and it seems like, you know, I think being around the football is a talent. You know, people might think it's lucky, but I think being where you're supposed to be and then being able to, he broke 12 yards on that pop-up and, you know, the tip drill interception that he took to the house. And, of course, being around the football, scooping up the football, I think that's a talent.
Great point that you make, because I think you have to have instincts in order to be successful at the safety position. And that's they've had athletic guys back there. You know, I remember talking to Jerry Angelo before one of the practices in Bourbonnais, and he said that Chris Conte's the most athletic safety he'd ever seen. And Conte's still in the league, so there's something to be said for that. But Conte doesn't have the instincts that Eddie Jackson has. And that's why I think that's why it's no accident what he was able to do yesterday. I just think it's amazing that 3 weeks ago we're talking about the Bears just finding a way to get the ball back. Now they're not just getting it back, they're putting it in the end zone. It's been a remarkable turnaround. John Fox saying that over the last few weeks they've begun scooping up incomplete passes in practice and running
Lovie
them back.
Smith.
They're doing Lovie Smith drills, which is nice to see. And I want to go here on a little bit of a rant. I'll make it quick. But one of the things that drives me crazy, and you've been hearing a lot of this kind of talk lately, that the Bears are sacrificing Mitchell Trubisky's development for wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
No, it's not.
It's crazy. They're not sacrificing his development for wins. Part of the process of developing at the quarterback position is understanding how to play well in tight games. And that's,
you would agree that part of it is also making some mistakes that you probably won't make in year two or three, though, right? Too?
There's a volume of passes that has to be achieved to get you some sort of measurable baseline growth effect.
But you just said you don't, and you're watching these, you see that the receivers aren't getting open. You can't force something when it's not there. You know, you can take a risk here and there over the course of a game if a guy can get open, but they can't. And it's a major issue. They can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm not asking for 12 targets to Tanner Gentry, not at all. But, I mean, Dowell Loggins has shown you, his exotic pick plays and some of the other things. I mean, he's got a couple of tight ends that he trusts in Deion Sims and Zach Miller. I'm not saying they're Travis Kelce or Gronk, but I'd like to see him drop back a little bit more. I'm not saying throw the ball 45 times a game.
What I'd like to see them do, as opposed to just the pure drop back, is moving the pocket a little bit.
Yes, they didn't do that this week.
No question.
They didn't do that this week, Zach.
And I think they didn't do it because they didn't feel like they needed to take any
risks.
So
they scrapped that part of the game plan?
Now, they said they didn't, but I think just based on the way the thing kind of transpired, I think that's kind of what happened. Even though everyone that I spoke to yesterday said, no, nothing changed. They just they were just inefficient from an offensive standpoint. And part of the problem was that Carolina did a terrific job of stopping the run. And had the defense not scored, then I think you would have been forced to open it up a little bit more, and they probably would have rolled out the pocket and attempted to go deep a little more.
All right, let's empty the notebook.
Okay, so Akeem Hicks was at the podium today, and he used to play for the Saints. That's where he began his NFL career. And he said he did not want to talk about Drew Brees, didn't want to talk about the Saints. And I think there were some people in the room that were taken aback by this. It did not end well for him in New Orleans. He was happy to leave, did not enjoy his time there. The storyline goes that they forced him to play out of position, and he took a lot of heat because people felt that he wasn't playing well, but he was playing out of position as a defensive end in a 4-3 defense, which wasn't right for him. In this defense that the Bears play, you can see it's a defense that suits his skill set, and he's taken advantage of it. He is playing at an optimum Pro Bowl level right now, and I think because of that, here's a guy who, if you thought Pernell McPhee had a little chip on his shoulder that the Ravens let him go in 2015, they let him walk, Akeem Hicks is coming to New Orleans with something to prove, and the way this defense is playing, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, because the Saints, they're built to play where they play at. They're a fast team, so it should be interesting. Hopefully the Bears' defense can hold him at bay and the Bears' offense can score some offensive points.
The big key is the ability to get the running game going the way you saw it in Baltimore and against. They have to be able to run the ball, because if not, you don't want to get in a shootout with this Saints team. Very difficult for this Bears' offense.
Thanks, Zach.
See you guys.
Zach Zabin brought to you by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
I heard something on the post-game show that I'm telling you, you shouldn't miss the post-game show. I know everybody yearns for the days of Obi and Doug, but the post-game show these days is pretty damn good, and it's reasons like the one you're going to hear when we come back.
No, it's good for a lot of reasons.
It's pretty damn
but
good.
But I will tell you, Olin Krutz is blossoming into a star.
I'm going to hang out with them at Rivers next weekend.
That's a great, fun place.
Yeah, we're going to go hang out with the post-game show. You should hear what happened on
all
the
right.
post-game show.
I want to hear this.
Hang out with us. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You'll hear it on the other side of a quick timeout right here on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Your headquarters for all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Honda and your local Honda dealer. Houston, Texas, how you feeling right now? How was your Saturday night? Because from where I was sitting, it looked like it was pretty good. Remember when the Houston Astros looked like they were done? When they were fumbling around for their mouthpiece after being hit by a three-punch combo from the Yankees in New York? Remember when it looked like they might have jumped out to a 2-0 series lead, only to have blown it and their shot at a World Series? Neither do I. I'll tell you what I do remember. Justin Verlander taking the ball in an elimination game and doing what he does in elimination games, keep his team alive. So it looks like the Astros did get their swagger back and their mojo, and they're not just happy to be in the World Series. They're for real. It might not be the Yankees-Dodgers in terms of history, but it is the best matchup with the two best teams. I'm Jim Rome.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
All right, one more season, then we go to McDonald's.
No, two seasons, then we go to McDonald's.
Now you don't have to stop your marathon with McDelivery. Order on the Uber Eats app and have your favorites delivered right to you. And for $5 off your first three Uber Eats orders, use the code MCDEATS123. At participating McDonald's, McPick 2 and other offers excluded. Delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Booking fee applies. New Uber Eats users only. Expires December 31st.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson joins us.
It puts a black eye on everything that has been positive about the preseason and the entire summer for that matter. And you're right, Mike. It's the end result of what the punch did. And you can't overlook that. And we didn't.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Space, the final frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Popped up in the air. Intercepted. Eddie Jackson. Jackson is still going. Another defensive highlight. Touchdown Bears. Roll Tide.
All right, thank you, man. Roll Tide.
Eddie Jackson doing his thing in a big way. 75 yards on the return for the fumble, 76 yards on the return for the interception.
Correct, the first player in NFL history, to have two defensive returns for scores of 75 or more yards.
Taking points off the board and putting points on your board. Well, I listen to the post-game show because, you know, I like to drive around after the game, whether I got to go pick the kid up or pick the lady up or just, you know, take a stroll. I listen to the post-game show because Olin... And Big Cat, bring me all the football-y footballness I need. Mike Esposito was filling in for Hub Arkish. And the callers are always special. It is not a Bears postgame show unless you get an 85 Bears reference. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you this.
Let's go down to Byron, Illinois, and Mike is up next on the postgame show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, hold on, James. I'm one of the old guys that used to watch you in Platteville up there in 98, 99 when you used to kick his ass.
All the stories, Mike.
So I just want to let you know, today's game reminded me of an old school Bears defensive game. It's nothing ugly about it. It's a beautiful thing. And people need to, you know, especially these guys in these draft leagues and these, you know, fantasy leagues, they're all offensive minded. They forget about defense and how much of a game they play, and defense will win you all these games. You have a lot of Super Bowl teams, and they're nothing but defense. I go back to the 85 Bears. Now, 83, they had Jim McMahon as a rookie. They sucked, but defense was getting better. And defense won them the Super Bowl. In 2005, the offense, no good. Defense was good. And that's what got them to the Super Bowl in 2006. Am I right, guys?
Well, Mike, appreciate your call. Guys, the defense obviously had themselves a day today. And
I want to remind Mike that we were the number one scoring offense in the NFL in 2006. I just want to point that out.
He forgot. Don't worry about it. We'll definitely remind him.
Yeah, and you just drafted the number two pick in the NFL draft as a quarterback. Like, what are we doing here? I love great defense. I can't wait to watch people get shut down.
It's fun.
It is awesome.
It's fun. When the Bears' defense is good, it rekindles
it's
these things.
It's the essence.
But it shouldn't rekindle stupidity.
It's the essence.
And then on my defense, I go back to the 85 Bears. Now 83.
83. Okay,
we're now at 32 years.
Dude.
And that's what got him to the Super Bowl in 2006. Am I right, guys?
Devin Hester. Yeah. Devin Hester had something to do with it, too.
It's 32 years. Half that team is dead.
Leonard Floyd is, what, 22 years old? Hakeem Hicks is, what, 28, 27? Nobody on this team was alive.
Josh Sitton was one.
Who was right. Alive on this Bears defense when the Bears last won the Super Bowl? Let's find some ages out here, right? Who's the 32-year-old starter on this team?
Sitton, right?
I'm talking about defensively.
No, pronounced 30.
Street
right?
Clothes P is like, yeah. So think
he's an old soul, but he's...
Think about what we're talking about here. The number two pick in the draft is a quarterback, and this dude is talking about the 85 Bears defense. Damn it, I love this city.
And that's what got him to the Super Bowl in 2006. Am I right, guys?
Scoreboard update.
2:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Where do you expect to sit at a professional sporting event for $30? Standing room? Can't even get in? How about center ice at a Chicago Wolves game? Be there Saturday night for Superhero Night presented by Marvel Universe Live. Bears now sit at 3-4 on the year with a 17-3 win over Carolina yesterday. They'll take on New Orleans in week 8 before heading into their bye week. In baseball, Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez set to interview for the Nationals managerial job. Meanwhile, the Mets will introduce Mickey Callaway as their new skipper today. Alex Cora, the new manager of the Red Sox. Game 1 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Astros tomorrow night in L.A. Blackhawks have the day off. They'll play in Vegas tomorrow night. The Bulls play in Cleveland tomorrow night. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US. Member FDIC. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Governor State University. At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu.
And that's what got them to the Super Bowl in 2006. Am I right, guys?
Was that somebody in the background saying, "Oh my God"?
That's a producer trying to bring that level up, no, trying to ride that caller in that level. And it's like, all right, this guy should be done now.
That sounded like
someone talk.
A young lady in attendance at the postgame show responding, "Oh my God!"
And that's what got him to the Super Bowl in 2006. Am I right, guys?
And by the way, Pernell McPhee's 28.
Dude, this is what the people in Georgia, among a bunch of things, used to get mad at me about, because I'd say, hey, this team hasn't won since Herschel Walker was roaming the campus of Athens. Now, you know, at some point, you got to win one. At some point, you got to start letting those things go.
Yeah, they weren't winning since, like, the REM guys were playing the clubs in the college town, right?
The last time the Bears won, I was in kindergarten. Like, That's why I'm so excited about Mitchell. That's why I'm so excited about Mitchell. That's why I want to get all these things out of the way. That's why, yeah, maybe it's far-fetched. Maybe I'm out over my skis on this one. But you know what, man? I'm tired of having to think about things in that realm where it's like, you're not going to win unless you... Yes, having a killer defense is awesome, but I would like to get to this stage of the NFL where I could put 35 up on a team if my defense didn't travel, or my special teams, you know, has got a turnover and a couple of penalties. I'd like to put that on a quarterback's back and say, hey, go win this damn game for us, number two pick. Not this year, obviously, but down the road. That's my excitement level.
I got a note here from our guy Dan Durkin at The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Pernell is 28, by the way, and he said, I tweeted yesterday, they started in nickel, and Pernell McPhee and Prince Amukamara were the two oldest on the field. Crazier still, from that group, the most tenured Bears at 4 years were Kyle Fuller and Christian Jones.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Two guys who we deemed out of here. Hell, Christian Jones, you're like, hey, is this guy going to make the team? And Kyle Fuller coming into this season, he's played his butt off, man.
He's been brilliant.
He's physical.
I mean,
he's getting nasty with people.
In the run game, I mean, the way he's taking angles.
He smacked Cam Newton, had a little something for Cam as well. It was a fun game defensively to watch. Offensively,
Leo in Naperville, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, I was at the game. That was the first game I had been to in 3 years, and it was fun watching the defense. But, I mean, the Sean King mittens were on full force after that second touchdown.
Oh, a Sean scored. King mittens reference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Old school guy.
Nice.
I mean, the original Sean King, by the way.
The original Sean King.
The black one. I
mean, right.
Not the pretend black one. Yeah.
The only one.
The only one. He doesn't acknowledge Sean King's existence.
No.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it some other time. Go ahead, Leo.
But you know, Dan, your point about, like, overtraining, you know, the most ridiculous play yesterday, and it was emblematic of kind of where the offensive roster is right now, when Trubisky tried to throw that 25-yard back shoulder route to Tariq, and it almost completed. And I was, like, thinking about it, because from my seats, I'm at midfield, I couldn't see Cohen. And it's like they almost completed that pass. And then I'm watching it on the replay, I'm like, he almost completed that route to that player. And it's like, if he had anybody over 6'3", it probably would have been a completion. So I think there is something to say that once he actually does get some professional wideouts, he'll be fine.
Thank you, Leo. And that's the point here, where when do you start pressing that button? It's not this season, right? You don't go get yourself a professional. Say they win the next couple of games. They got New Orleans. They got a bye week. What do they have to after that? What's after the bye week?
I still don't
New
think
Orleans is going to be a tough one.
I don't think you. I'm
not saying you're chasing the season, but things happen. You get new information. You get a new calculus on your development of the quarterback. Say after New Orleans, you go, you know what? We can't keep rolling that out here and expect for this kid to grow at all. I'm not saying you go out there and trade for Martavis Bryant, but, you know, there's a bunch of Stevie Johnsons laying around somewhere.
After the bye. You've got Packers at home, Lions at home, at Eagles.
Well, so you got division games, and then you got one of the best teams in the NFL and the Eagles. And injuries, of course, change everything. But that Packers game isn't as crazy looking as it used to be without A-Rod, right?
Nope.
Right? So if you win the next
back half of that is real friendly too, because then after Eagles, you've got home 49ers, at Bengals, at Lions, home Browns, at Vikings.
Ooh.
9-7, my friend! Hey,
yeah, now your draft pick just went down to 15 or 16.
You're
gonna
have to draft like some middle linebacker or some inside guy. No, seriously, this is at what point do you say, I need a professional? I gotta get a professional. And like I said, the Stevie Johnsons of the world, who are always, you know, on my Madden scrap heap when I need to sign a wide receiver, it's always Stevie Johnson. It's always Stevie. At what point do you say, if you're Ryan Pace, you know what? I gotta throw something out there. Or bring guys in for tryouts. Just to let the fan base know, hey, I got no intentions of signing this guy. But hey, we're thinking about this season. Because the season is a little bit different now. Feels a little bit different. There's no Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the way here. Matt Stafford's banged up. New Orleans, you don't know which New Orleans team is going to show up, but this is going to be the loudest atmosphere he plays in as well. This is going to be a real dome test. Things might get interesting around here pretty soon.
This segment was brought to you by Sovereign Health. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. Top of the hour, Dan Pompey, Hall of Fame writer for Bleacher Report, The Athletic, and 670thescore.com is going to join us with his observations, not just on the Bears game, but what it means, where they are, and we'll get his professional opinion and all the stuff we're talking about. By the way, there's only one current Bear who is alive.
Who's the old head?
For the 85 Super Bowl. Think about it. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. We're better drive.
Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow, one company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb, and that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround.
Keep your home safe the smart way. Find SimpliSafe at your local Best Buy or visit simplisafe.com/best.
You have roofs to shingle. A lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Kick off your weekend when the Dolphins head north to battle the Ravens. Last year's showdown featured the Ravens winning big 38-6. But this season, Miami has Jay Cutler under center, and Jay Ajayi and Jarvis Landry are lighting it up on offense. On the other side of the ball, Baltimore's defense and their diehard fans will be fired up to come up big in primetime. Who will light the night up? Thursday Night Football on CBS, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
X-Men. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago sports station.
Big for us. I mean, like you said, it's been a while since we put two back-to-back. We just got to build on it. Enjoy this one. I don't think anybody is really pleased with how we played on our side of the football. I know that for a fact. So we'll enjoy the win. That's one number that matters is the win-loss column. Score on the scoreboard at the end of the game. So we'll enjoy it now, but we got to get focused on New Orleans and how we can improve.
That is the voice of the only current Bear who was on the planet Earth for the 85 Bears Super Bowl.
Also celebrates like it as well.
Yes. We'll fix that. Although he did
we
say...
We can't fix it if they don't throw the football. There are limited touchdown availability or options when you don't throw the football.
And three of the bad reads involved a pass for Zach Miller. Mm-hmm. There was one that should have been picked off that I don't know what he saw, and his footwork was weird and he sailed it.
Speaking of, what the hell was Cam Newton looking at while running over to the sideline?
Shep and I were talking about it here before the show.
Dude.
Like, did he think Trevathan was wearing an Auburn jersey?
Dude.
It was the perfect route to the wrong guy.
And, of course, Albert Breer jumps in, and I had to jump in with Albert Breer because, you know, Albert has had thoughts on things as of late. Mm-hmm. And he said, what did Cam Newton see there? And I said, all lives matter interceptions. And of course, you know, my guy Zach Harper and some other people jumped in the mix and made it a little bit more fun than I thought it would be. But, yeah, Cam was not Cam-like yesterday. You can catch him, for a guy as talented as he is, you can catch him throw up some real stinkers.
And, you know, I'm not a big facial expression guy, but when the camera catches him with a lot of his little eye rolls and smiles and stuff, he had that little shoulder shimmy early, and I wasn't quite sure what he was doing, and mm-hmm. I don't know what point he was making on that play. First of all, he's got to slide more. I don't care
how he takes vicious
I don't
hits.
Care how big you are.
It's going to add up.
He chooses to take hits he does not need to take.
I think that's he hasn't transformed into older Cam yet, and his body is quickly becoming that.
Somebody's going to do that for you.
Well, the thing, I think at Auburn and his first few years in the league, that's how he used to get in a game. Like, get that contact, get
the lather going.
Yeah, get something happening there. And that's why he was so mad when they started to remove some of those quarterback runs out of the offense, because that's how he gets his mojo going. But he has to understand the dudes are out there. First of all, they can rotate guys in. You can't rotate quarterbacks. You don't get a series off, or you don't get a couple of downs off, and it affects your accuracy.
And the read option gets you hurt. No matter how good you are at it, at some point, it wears you down at that level. They are too big, too fast, too strong.
We saw it at the highest level, the biggest game of the season, when the Ravens played the 49ers. And all Terrell Suggs did the entire game was hit Colin Kaepernick. The entire game.
The
entire game.
Wherever he is clobbered.
Remember when the RPOs are going to revolutionize football? Oh, everybody needs to get a running quarterback. And it's like, no, we'll just hit him. We'll just hit the guy that you want to invest $45 million into. Remember when Colin Kaepernick was in the Super Bowl, y'all? Yeah, that was cool.
And it looks like the Dolphins are signing David Fales today.
Of course they are.
Robert in Burbank is on the score. Hello, Robert.
Hello, quick question here. I know a lot of the – we obviously got a receiver problem here. What are the chances of the Bears bringing back Cruz? I think it's a better option than what we've had. Yeah. I think Trubisky and him had some chemistry. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Awesome. He ate through the end there. Robert, yep. He started his media career in New York, and the other, 31 NFL teams have not come a-calling. I think sometimes you just wake up, and as Sam Mitchell said, you're 37.
Yeah, you heard the Trubisky in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he threw the end in there.
Yeah, he gave us a good Trubisky. But, no, you know, I've seen it too many times. I've seen the Bears when there was that year that Haywood Jeffries was in camp. Was it 95?
Haywood Jeffries.
Yep.
We all run and shoot days.
Everybody was all excited.
Who were the three wide receivers? It was Haywood Jeffries, Ernest Givens, and who?
And
Drew Hill? Was it Drew Hill?
I think so.
Okay. Not the singing group Drew Hill, but the actual wide receiver Drew Hill. Haywood Jeffries. Always very fancy.
Jeff Fires, yes. Yes,
very fancy man. Always had the pencil-thin mustachio, like our guy was at Jose Valentin.
No, that wasn't pencil-thin.
That was,
no, pencil-thin is like W. Clement Stone.
Wasn't Valentin's mustachio very pencil-thinish? Wasn't it very manicured and...
I guess my definition of pencil thin really is like the old
the thin ones, yes.
Super, yeah, his fluctuated.
Valentin
trimmed the top of it. It didn't go all the way up to his nose.
Yeah, it shouldn't.
Right.
Yeah, I do that too. What do you? I mean, you got a bridge to your nose,
right? Like
the older I get, the less hair I got on my head, and the more on my nose. I don't want the bridge to it.
Well, you can actually just comb it out of your nose.
Oh, dude, that's the other thing too. I need a nose trimmer because I need to stop doing it with my clippers. Because my clippers don't get in there the way I need them. And nose trimmer, I bought a nose trimmer and it was painful.
Yeah, it hurts.
It hurts like hell. Because it's yanking.
It's more painful than the clipper?
No, because the clipper just goes in there.
The clipper kills.
No, the clipper goes in there and just yank, and I'm not cutting any skin. I just get the front of the back cage.
I'm confusing the clipper then. I'm thinking the...
You're thinking of scissors?
Not scissors, but the...
The actual clipper, like shavers, like liners. Yeah. Yeah, like a T-liner.
You can cut yourself with that.
No, you can adjust your levels on a clipper, so you're good. I'm not throwing like a bunch of razor blades up my nose and all of a sudden hoping that the hairs aren't there. Come on.
Have you seen the Bill Buckner card? There is there's a great Twitter feed called like Super 70s Sports, and they tweet out pictures of old baseball cards. Just you're talking about mustaches. I had no idea this card existed, and I thought it was Photoshopped. But it said something to the effect of Bill Buckner's mustache was so glorious that he kept spares over both eyes and also on his neck. But you've got to see this. You cannot believe
he's a Wookiee?
He was voted Wookiee of the Year, in fact. But you cannot believe what this looks like.
All right, I'm gonna have to check it out.
I'll see if I can find it during the break, and I'll retweet it if I can find it. But it is like, how did you get out of the house
with that?
No one loves you. Right, like not looking in a mirror. Someone in your life loves you.
Someone has to love you.
Saying like leaving a clipper or something under your pillow or setting it, dropping a hint to
the
you.
Neck
just
hair
they care
is something
about
that I see that people, when people have to deal with neck hair, that's constant grooming.
This segment was brought to you by the Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. We're going to talk with Dan Pompey after the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear what he has to say because it's always entertaining and informative on The Score.
Eddie Jackson's got the 40 of the Panthers, and he's going to go again. It is a touchdown, Bears!
Spiegel and Parkins talked to Bears safety Eddie Jackson after his big game.
First player in NFL history with two defensive touchdowns of over 75 yards.
Played punt returns, so that kind of helps me out a lot with vision and things and making people miss.
Hear the entire Spiegel and Parkins interview with Eddie Jackson at 670.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Used to be colored cement grout often ended up looking patchy or inconsistent, and all an installer could do was go back and fix it. Now, the Home Depot has a solution. new Prism Grout from Custom Building Products, just $34.97. Prism Grout sets quickly in a true color without modeling, shading, or efflorescence, so your next tile job can be won and done. New Prism Grout, just $34.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in select stores and online.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. You've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to
see
play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Rain is possible, although there have been reports of some wet weather in Evanston. So it's in the general vicinity right now.
You're from on the street. Evanston.
It is in the general vicinity. Shout out to Evanston. Shout out to ETHS. Coach George.
Yeah, how was it?
What?
When you
Evanston
did that,
was awesome.
Yeah, when you did that day.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was terrific. Yeah, went out there, got a chance to watch the homecoming game. They were up 31-7 and a half. It's Glenbrook South, though. They always get waxed. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com is the truth.
Shade toward Glenview. Look at that.
No, Glenbrook South.
I know.
Yeah, GBS. Is it?
Yeah.
We didn't know. We just went and beat their asses and went back home. Check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Eagle, based in Chicago since 1918.
I hadn't seen GBS since I played a soccer game there years ago, but I was driving all over the suburbs trying to find a goalie stick a couple of weeks ago and ended up going back and forth from Gunzo's to Total Hockey and back to Gunzo's and made my way by. And it's lovely. That whole area.
Glenview?
Glenview
is very lovely.
But particularly the area around Glenbrook South is all built up. There's so much going on. A big corporate headquarters and things. And there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of money in Glenview.
Oh, yes.
My dad was a member at that club, and that's the place where any love that I would have had for golf died. Because
you mentioned coming back to the game, though. The game will find you.
Yeah, I got a baby. I'm
all the more reason.
I got no time,
honey. I got a tea time. I'd love to.
Dan, I got no time.
It's hard.
I realized like all the things that dads say about life after a baby and trying to make sure that your family stays, you know, in some kind of shape in terms of like experiencing a relationship with your lady while raising a kid. There is no time for anything else. Like, I got 2K18 just staring at me. I got Madden 18 just staring at me like, you'll never see us again.
I still love you,
right,
Jay.
Right. I got dudes calling me out on Twitter. I'm like, dude, I can't pick up the sticks. And even if I could, it'd be like 10 minutes and then I got to feed the baby. Or like, for instance, she's got her workout night tonight, right? So I get home, I feed the baby, I take care of him, I do all the good things. But as soon as like 8 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to chill now. I'm going to read a book or watch the television. Like, there's no me time left.
That'd be an NBA game on you. You know?
Yeah. The season's got off to a nice little start.
Yeah, this Phoenix Suns thing. There could be there's a potential Bulls connection to it that I want to get into.
Yeah, at some point.
Raise a question there that might be worth debating. I'm not sure.
McDonough has always struck me as an assistant general manager. Super nice guy. Got a chance to actually interview him when we were in Vegas for the Summer League a couple of years ago. But he's they've made some curious decisions out there. And now Eric Bledsoe, they had Dragic, they had Bledsoe, and they had Isaiah.